The topic is a controversy from last year in Eretz Yisrael. We'll discuss the implications that was raised. And it has to do with the building of the infrastructure in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. And the pasuk that's used to discuss it is a pasuk in this week's parsha, where it says, "Ushmartem asa Shabbos ki kodesh lachem." You should guard the Shabbos because it is holy. We'll discuss the pasuk later on. But essentially, as you see from the Kol Koreis in front of you, in Eretz Yisrael, a number of building projects for new railroads have been taking place on Shabbos. You either know that from reading it in the newspapers, looking at the online news in Israel. And this includes the Rakevet Yisrael from Beersheba to Dimona that's being built, and the line from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. There's a new line to Gush Dan as well that's being built, and the building was being done on Shabbos in addition. There's a new bridge that's being built on Shabbos in the Netiv Ayalon in Tel Aviv. There's a lot of construction, major construction plans that are going on Shabbos.
Yeah, but the reason is because we're living in America that we have Saturday, Sunday. So in Israel, there is no Saturday.
There's no
Saturday. Friday, Saturday.
It's very
correct.
Simple. It's very simple. It's like real repairs, just because if they aren't running it, you run repairs when
nothing's
exactly running.
No, this is not repairs. This is the building. This is the initial building.
Because railroad actually had a whole controversy soon with them, where they had, okay, so I had a major problem, and they fixed it over Shabbos. We said, well, no, that's when you're not running service.
Exactly.
So let's remove the politics and the from a second, and let's discuss the halacha says about it. So we see that. You see, Chanukah Tavshinayin Ches, one Psak Halacha signed by a number of Rabbanim on the bottom of Yosef Lieberman, Rav Yitzhak Ritzabi, who's head of the Yemenite community, Rav Shlomo Machput is also Rav there, Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, a Talmud Rav Yashav, a number of Rabbanim saying that it's Isra Lisa Bikivoy HaRakeves, it's us to ride in such a train, as we'll discuss later on. We see Chavas Das Hilchatit, that's published in Hamodia, Sukkos this past year from Rav Dov Landau. And he says he feels there's a shaila with Avram Tzvi Cohen, who's the Rav of Kal Chasidim in Bnei Brak as well. So this was raised. And the question is, what is the response at the end of the day? And what does the halacha say about the building of something on Shabbos and then using it on Shabbos as well? So let's go in three stages. Yeah.
So using it on Shabbos, but obviously we aren't using it to after
Shabbos. Well, using it, meaning using it during the week, getting the benefit of something built on Shabbos. So we're going to discuss three things. First, we're going to discuss in the theoretical case if you use non-Jewish workers. So then we're going to discuss the case of Jewish workers. And then we're going to discuss the poskim at the end of the day, what was said in the last few months in Eretz Yisrael. So let's go in order. The Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Dal in the beginning of Hilchah Shabbos says that if a guy you have here on the other side of the sheet, if a guy does work for a Jew on Shabbos for a predetermined fixed salary, the salary is set regardless of how long or much you work. There's a predetermined set salary. So then it's mutter. Posek adam im ha'eino yehudi al malacha. The person establishes the non-Jew regarding malacha. But kotzei tzedamim, and he already establishes the fixed amount. Ve'eino yehudi osa la'atzmo, and he's working since he's getting paid regardless. Now he's working for himself. Ve'afa pishu osa b'shabbos, and even though he works on Shabbos, it's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if the payments have already been decided and fixed, the guy is working for himself. And he's working on Shabbos. Why? Because he wants to finish sooner. I finish with your job, I'll get on to the next job. I'm not working for you, I'm working for me now so I can go get more work. However, if the Jew asks specifically to work on Shabbos as the Mishnah Berurah, that's not allowed. But if he decides to go to work by himself, that is okay. The Shulchan Aruch then continues. He says, "B'madvar mamurim." What are we talking about? He says that the kablanis is mutter. Even though the kablanis is mutter to hire him in this way, you shouldn't have the guy work in a publicly viewed area, because those seeing the work won't know that he's being paid on a fixed amount. It's not like he's wearing a sign or a sweatshirt that says, I got paid for this beforehand, right? But madvar mamurim bitsina, if he does it quietly, shein makirim hakol shezum alach anasis b'shabbos Yisrael, that people are not going to realize, the people are going to realize he's working for the Jew who's paid before him. But if they're not going to realize, he says, be a problem. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Gimel, that if a guy builds a house on Shabbos for a Jew, it's proper not to use the house. And the Mishnah Berurah there says that this is talking about kablanos. There's two levels here. If a non-Jew builds a house for a Jew on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's proper not to use the house. And he says that's talking about a place where it was fixed beforehand, and it was built inside the city where people saw the work being done. And this is an issue of Maris Ayin. It's a Chumrah because of Maris Ayin, because it wasn't proper that people saw the non-Jew build your house on Shabbos, and therefore it's proper not to use the house. The Shulchan Aruch proper says it's property of Machmer. However, if the worker was paid to work on Shabbos, so that's Usr Medina. That's Usr according to the letter of the law. And it's Usr to use the house. And will always be Usr for the owner of the house and for others. Usr b'chzei shiyasu. Usr b'chzei shiyasu means that other people could use the house depending on the amount of time it took them to build the house. We'll discuss that calculation later on. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chafei later on cites the Taz and the Ran and other Rishonim who say that even for a Schir Yom, even if you're paid by the day, the Isser for the owner is also Bechdei Shiyasu, meaning there's a leniency. The Shulchan Aruch originally said that if the owner can never get benefit from work done by a non-Jew on purpose for him on Shabbos. And then later, the Mishnah Berurah seems to cite an opinion that says he can't just await a time of penalty later on. And if b'makom tzorech, one doesn't have to be machmer in such a case. So these are the different options if a non-Jew does work for you on Shabbos when he shouldn't have. It would seem, regarding our railway built on Shabbos, if the workers were given a fixed salary from the outset, then mikra din, it's mutter to use the railway after Shabbos, to use the railway. And it's proper to be machmer, maybe because of Maris Ayin, but according to the letter of the law, if non-Jews built the railway on Shabbos, you'd be allowed to use it.
How about what you have to do, by the way, is they hire a contractor, Joe International, which I assume is not Jewish, French, like when it's Israel. And let's say that the contract basically says you can't do it when the railroad's running, which is either Saturday or middle of the night.
Yeah.
So the Yankar direct Shabbos are going to say you can't. It might be easier for them to do it on Shabbos. But the Goyish company is actually one who has the...
Even here, when they need to fix their railroad, they do it on Sunday. They don't do it over the weekend.
They do it in the middle of the night.
Oh, in the middle of the night.
Right, so they might have made a contract saying, presumably they would do it, that you can't do it on when the train's running.
But he's talking about, not about what's easy, it's what's important.
The question is,
it would make a difference if you didn't direct the goy.
Yeah, and they did it on their own.
They did it on their own.
Then correct. Then we say it would be mutter. We're saying that mikra din would be mutter to use it afterwards. 100%. Even if it was done in a public way, mikra din would be mutter to use it afterwards.
In Tel Aviv. So they need to stop everything.
So Rav Moshe... goes further.
Are we talking any amount of work or the whole work, majority work?
So good. So we'll talk about the details in a moment. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Orach Chaim and Chelek Gimel Simlam, and he goes further. He says that nowadays, he says most workers are given a fixed salary. It's understood most workers work for a fixed salary, and there's no issue of Maris Ayin anywhere, and it's only us if the workers get paid by day. So Rav Moshe goes further and says, nowadays, there's never an issue of Maris Ayin for workers, because we always know they get a fixed salary, and there's nothing to worry about. And he's even more lenient. Now, how do you calculate Bechdei Shiyasu? How do I calculate, well, they did this much work on Shabbos, so how much later, technically, would a person have to wait? So it's important to note that workers don't work every single moment. They're not constantly doing malach every single second, and therefore we can calculate Bechdei Shiyasu into the time they weren't working as well. And you can take that into account, that it's not really a whole, you can't say they worked for 25 hours. Maybe they did malacha for, an hour total, whatever it may be. The Ramah in Shin Chav Ches says you can calculate the time at night they weren't working as well. And the Mishnah Berurah says that with an Isser D'oraisa, you shouldn't rely on this leniency. But again, according to the Ramah, every night that the train's not running, you could count that as, take that off the Cheshbon as well. A reason to be lenient is the Beis Yosef, who says that if the malacha is not done for a specific Jew, it's not Usser forever, which is another leniency. If it's not done for you, meaning you specifically, then the Beis Yosef has a leniency. Now, the Tila David makes such a diachromatosis in the Ramban, and that's another leniency as well. If it's not done specifically for Jew A, then maybe the penalty wouldn't exist as well. Now, there's another leniency people want to invoke, is maybe you can say the work done on Shabbos is batel berov. A lamdasha answer, right? They did 6 days work of work, that's right? And one day is Shabbos, so it's batel berov. What about all the good days? they did of work that wasn't usher. So maybe it's batel, it's nullified in the rest of the days of work. So this is suggested theoretically by Rosh Shlomo Kluger and the Alef Lecha Shlomo over here in Or HaChaim in Siman Tzadi Zayin. We're not going to do the whole thing inside. The Alef Lecha Shlomo is written by his descendants. They had all these manuscripts, and he writes these very, very long tshuvas. They summarize them in short pieces. So Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. They took 1,000 tshuvos, and they summarize them very quickly. So he rejects this for 3 reasons. He says, first of all, there's only bitul barov if the item is aser min hadin, if it is aser according to the letter of the law. But Maisa Shabbos is not aser min hadin, it's a knas, it's a penalty from Chazal. There's no, you can't nullify something that's a penalty. A knas is never batal, because if a penalty was batal, then that would take away the purpose of the knas. The whole purpose of the penalty is it's there no matter what. And it doesn't matter if some of the house or all of the house was built on Shabbos, right? You'll say, you know, this piece of metal on the railway was done on Shabbos, and this piece wasn't done on Shabbos. He says, it doesn't matter. The whole thing has a knas.
So wait
2 days. Correct. He's just talking about the, maybe you could say that the percentage of the railroad that was built on Shabbos is bottled to the rest of the railroad.
Matthias, every new railroad is built, it takes weeks to after it's built to use it, so it's, what's the...
No, correct. We're just going through different options. The second point...
It's a big deal. They give them a lot of hard time. They don't finish it.
The Shulchan Aruch then says, you can't use a house, and he was aware that you cannot build an entire house on Shabbos. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, if the guy builds a house for you, then you can't use it if you built it on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch understands that you cannot build an entire house on Shabbos. It's not feasible. So if the Shulchan Aruch is telling you the knas exists, he's aware of the fact that the house was built over a course of time, and maybe the sink was built on Shabbos, and this one was not built on Shabbos, and he says it's not batal to the rest of the house. And finally, you can't be mevatal because you live in the entire house at once. Right? You can't say, like, I'm not getting hanah from this part of the house. You're using the whole rail, you're using the whole house. Finally, just regarding this point, Rav Avram Tzvi Cohen and the piece on the other side, so he also suggested that work done on the railroad is lo nichale. We know that a malacha that's done that's no nichale, psik reshit, the lo nichale is aser, only aser midi rabbanan, and for those who are shomer Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, it's not good for me that it's built, because I didn't want it built on Shabbos. So he quotes the Ramah in Reish Mem Dal and the Mishnah Berurah, who say that it's enough to make a macha to show that you don't want to work. So as long as you go out and protest one day to show that you don't want to work on Shabbos, so you're good. Because I stated my point, it's not nichalei, it's not good for me, and therefore I can use it. On the other hand, the work is being done for Jews and Goyim who want the railroad to be completed faster, and it is nichalei. So the Bir Halacha says that for work done for a Jew and a Goy, you can be lenient. So since non-Jews and Jews are going to use the railroad, so you can be lenient. So that is topic number one. There's enough leniencies at the end of the day that if non-Jews built it on Shabbos, you could use a Mikra Din without a problem. Let's go now to the more complicated area of Jewish workers building the railroad. There is a Tosefta in Shabbos. Look here in the Tosefta in Shabbos. This Tosefta is cited in Chulin and Ksuvus and Shabbos and Gittin Bavakam. It's cited all over the place in Shas. It discusses whether you can eat food cooked on Shabbos. Hamavasha b'Shabbos b'shoga yochal b'mezid lo yochal b'divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that if food is cooked b'shogeg, meaning the person either doesn't know it's Shabbos or the person doesn't know you can't cook on Shabbos, it's mutter to eat it on Shabbos, right? Somebody walks into the house, they start making a steak on Shabbos, like, oh, I didn't know you can't make steak on Shabbos. So you're allowed to use...
Make the soup.
What?
There is the soup that they're ready, is that you pour water.
Yeah.
It's cooking.
So let's say a person doesn't know you can't do that on Shabbos, and he makes it for you. So you're allowed to eat that soup on Shabbos. If the food was cooked bemazed, if the person knows you can't make that soup on Shabbos, and they go and they make it for you anyway, then it's usher to eat it on Shabbos. You can't get benefit from Shabbos. But Rabbi Meir says you can eat it after Shabbos. The penalty is only on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shoge yechal b'motzei Shabbos b'mezid lo yochal. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you cook the food b'mezid, if you cook that soup on purpose, then it's usher for the cook forever. The person who made that soup can never eat it. For the next week, you can't eat it. Forever, you can't eat it. And it's mutter for others after Shabbos. But your friends, your family can eat the soup after Shabbos. If you cook the food b'mezid, then there's a knas to treat it as amazed because next time you may do it If you cook the food b'shogeg, we treat it as a knas that you may do next time b'mezid. We have a penalty because we don't want you to do it again. That you did b'shogeg, you can eat the food. Therefore, on Shabbos, the food is usher to everyone, and after Shabbos, it's mutter for everyone. That's the opinion if you do it by accident, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The last opinion is Rabbi Yochanan Hasamna Omer, b'shogeg yechal b'mosei Shabbos la'acherim, v'lo lo b'mezid lo yechal v'lo lo v'lo la'acherim. So what does that mean? If you cook b'shogeg by accident, so it's mutzer on Motzei Shabbos for everyone besides the cook. If you cooked b'mezid, if you cook the soup on purpose on Shabbos, it's usher forever for everyone. That's the most machmir opinion. And he holds that Maisa Shabbos is a din d'oraisa. Rav Yochanan Samner says the prohibition to benefit from food cooks on Shabbos is a din d'oraisa based on the pasuk in this week's parsha, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Dalid, "Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hi lachem," and the because the penalty comes from not being shomer Shabbos, the Gemara he darshens that the penalty goes forever. That Maisa Shabbos is din d'oraisa. That's from this week's parsha, according to Rav Yochanan Asamler. So comes the Gemara in Chulin, the Ris Tosefta is discussed, and says that Rav, the Amora, would tell the Bnei Yeshiva to be lenient like Rabbi Meir, but in public he would tell people to be machlof Rabbi Yehuda. For the Balabatim he would say be machlof Rabbi Yehuda, and for the Talmidim he would say you can be lenient for Rabbi Meir. So the Bnei Torah are more careful in Shabbos, and therefore we don't need to be extra machmer. So from here, Tosfos says the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, and this is also the opinion of the Sefer HaTruma, the Raza, the Orach Haschaim, the Ritva in Shabbos HaMenches, the Ravid, and the Rashba. Again, so Rabbi Meir is saying that if the food is cooked by accident, it's mutter on Shabbos, and it was cooked on purpose, then it's usher on Shabbos, and mutter on after Shabbos, the most leading opinion. However, most Rishonim follow Rabbi Yehuda, the middle opinion. This includes the Rambam and Shabbos Perek Vav, the Rif and the Rush, the three pillars of Psak. And they understand that because this is what Rav taught in public, therefore you should do. We don't keep secrets, the Rambam says. If this is what Rav taught in public, then this means it's the opinion he feels that we should follow. And the Shulchan Aruch says, like Rabbi Yehuda, that if you do Malacha on Shabbos on purpose, it's usher to get benefit from that forever. It's a knas. If you build something on Shabbos, you cook something on Shabbos, you, the person who did the malacha, can never get benefit. For others, what do? It's mutter right after Shabbos. If the malacha was done b'shogeg, if the person did it by accident, then it's mutter for everyone after Shabbos. The Magen Avraham, the Mishabura there, and Sifkas and Hay say that the heter for others is even if the work was done directly for them. Even if I went and cooked that soup for you, knowing that I wanted you to have it, after Shabbos, I can have it right away. Now, it's important to clarify whether Maisa Shabbos is usher min haTorah midRabbanan. So we seem to say there's a machlokas, because if we're dealing with a din d'oraisa, then we're talking about a serious issue here with the railroads. But if it's a din d'Rabbanan, we have more room to be lenient. So the Gemara in Ksuvas Lamed Daled brings a machlokas in Rav Each and Ravina. What makes a drasha u'shmarta masa Shabbos ki kodesh lachem? That just like kudshim are usher ba'achila, just like kudshim, things that are holy for the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to eat, so too, Maisa Shabbos is usher ba'achila, because Shabbos is called Kodesh, therefore anything done in Shabbos you're not allowed to do is Kodesh, you can't get benefits. The other opinion reads, the pasuk to say that Shabbos is Kodesh, but Maisa Shabbos is not. They disagree. In this case, Ravina is the one who's lenient, and the halacha follows Ravina, since he's Basrai, he's the later opinion, and therefore, Maisa Shabbos is Aser, midirabanan, not midoraisa. This is what the Steichemen writes, or Moshe writes in Arachaim, in Chelek Aleph as well. So, it's important to know that when it comes to the railroads, we're already dealing with, at worst, in Dinda Rabbanan. The Prima Gadim in Shin Chaf Hei says that if a Jewish mumar, a Jew who is not from, who knowingly is violating Shabbos, does malacha, then no one can ever get hana, even after Shabbos. He's very machmer. We'll talk about Tinek Shnishma in a second. But let's just, a person knowingly, on purpose, is violating Shabbos. Yeah, that's the easiest case.
Okay. It's worse than a
guy. Correct, the penalty would be, no, worse than a regular Jew. The penalty is worse for him.
If a guy isn't,
that's 100% fine.
No problem.
Yeah. Correct. So the Ksav Sofer is a Shuvan Arachaim in Simen Nun. and also the Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Gimel. So they say that a restaurant that cooks food for Jews on Shabbos, no Jews can eat the food, ever. You can never partake in such food. Even if it's there Sunday, Monday morning, you can't eat the food. The Magen Avraham says that if someone does something for you, so then it's considered yours in regards to Maisa Shabbos. They have me in mind. The restaurant is cooking for me, and therefore it's my responsibility not to eat the food. In addition, the hetra of using Maisa Shabbos after Shabbos is for the incidental event. The whole hetra is it happens once in a while. Something happens. But if the person is running a restaurant and they're cooking week in, week out for Jewish people, that's not like a one-time thing. That's continuously being Mechal Shabbos. So if so, since Jewish workers built the tracks for the Jewish people on purpose, the work should be usher forever, according to the yeshuvas. Because they're building it on purpose forever for Jews, it should be usher forever to use the railroad. However, there's a taz. The Taz in Yerodei and Sadi Tess cites the Marshal, who discusses someone who is Mevatel Isser L'Chadchila for others, right? They're making a pot of soup, and they have a little bit of a chazer shmas, a little bit of pig fat, and they go in, and it's Batel L'Shishim, and on purpose they say, let's drop it in. If other people don't know, then he did this, then it's not usher for them. Meaning, I know he did it, do I have to go and tell them they can't eat from it? So he says, no, you don't have to tell them. It's only us or for others if they knew that he was Mevatel Israel Chadchila and they wanted him to do it. So if I see the guy go in with the chazer shmaltz and I see him pour it into the soup and I say, oh, good, fine, we'll have a little chazer shmaltz. Ah, it's batel b'shishim. Still, you can't have it. However, Rabbi Kiveger cites the Rivash who argues that even if other people don't know, then the item is still usher if the person who did the bitl had kavanah for other people. Meaning, I know the guy went and put the chazer shmaltz into the soup. I have to go and tell you you're not allowed to eat it. It's my responsibility to go and tell you that you can't eat the soup. It would appear that in our case, where the workers built the railroads for other people, then it would depend on the above machlokas, right? They're doing it for me, and I know they're doing it for me. So the question is, how machmer? If I know they're doing it for me, according to the Taz, it would be okay. According to Rabbi Kiveger, it would be a problem. Another reason to be lenient would be the status of the workers and whether the Tinok Shinushba, which is a very significant aspect at play here. The person is not aware of what they're doing. They don't understand the Kedusha of Shabbos. They were never trained to understand the beauty and the significance of Shabbos. And perhaps even if they do Malacha B'mezid, it's considered B'shogeg. And other posts can discuss this as well. And the implications as well. Rav Nissen Karelts and the Chod Shani and Hilchot Shabbos Perachav Beis leaves as a Tzarachian. The last, so we have a number of Kulas. They did it for me, I don't care, it's Lo Nichale, and the person is Tinok Shenishba. The last kul is the Bir Hagra. The Vilna Gaon writes in his Perish on the Shulchan Aruch that if Malacha was done on purpose, then it's Aser for everyone until Motzei Shabbos, and if it's B'shogeg, then it's Mutter immediately for everyone, like Rabbi Meir. The Vilna Gaon passes like Rabbi Meir Lechatchil, the most lenient opinion. We said the Shulchan Aruch follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says we have to be Machmer if he did it for me. But the Vilna Gaon follows Rabbi Meir, who says it's 100% mutzar right after Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, b'makom tzorech, you can rely on the Vilna Gaon if the malacha was done b'shogeg. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Samech Vav cites for Shlomo Zalman Arbach, who infers that only a case of shogeg can you rely on the gra, and not in a case of mazid. And therefore it would come out, again, one could perhaps have machlokas whether you could rely on the gra to use the trade. So we have a number of leniencies. So let's put them all together, what the poskim say in the last year. In the above kol kore that we had over here, so we saw Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp of Yosef Lieberman say that it's usher to use the trains in Eretz Yisrael, and they feel that using them would be a chil Hashem, being Messiah bidei ovrei avera, you're essentially assisting those people doing Yisurim, and it could also be an issue of benefiting from chil Shabbos. We find, he quotes a tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi in Chayel Dal Siman Lamed Aleph, who wrote, im yadua meforsim shenasa b'chil Shabbos, if it's known and widespreadly acknowledged that they're being Mechal Shabbos, min hadin yesh lahachmer shalanos mimenu, according to the letter of the law, one should be machmer not to get benefits. Those are the machmirim. I guess they don't ride the trains. I don't know what to tell you. Those are the machmirim.
You should do it.
The
for the people, not for the rich people. For the regular people. So the, why they don't drive it?
The next is Rav Yitzhak Yosef, the Rav HaRashi. So he discussed this in his Motzei Shabbos shir, It was published in, they write up the Moshe Shabbos year. He took over his father's Moshe Shabbos year. They write it up in the Gilyon called Beit Maran. This is in Gilyon 168. So he says it's mutter, even if the malacha done by the workers is judged to be mazed. You go up to the worker on Shabbos, what are you doing? I'm building a train. You know what Shabbos? Yes. Do you care? No. I'm doing it on purpose, and I want you to benefit from it. The whole thing. They're doing it on purpose. He says, although it's usher for any of the workers to use the trains themselves, he says. He says, they can't get benefit. That's clear, according to the letter of the law. Do they care? No. But it's, no, if it's Jewish workers. We're talking about Jewish workers. We're talking about Jewish workers. He says, they don't care, but he says, Mikra Adin, according to everybody, it should be usher for them to use it. There's no hetzer for the person who does the Chil Shabbos himself to use it. In this Shas HaDachak, because to not use the trains is a Shas HaDachak, it's the way of getting around. It can be a lot of saving a lot of money for people. He says, we can follow the Gra. You can certainly rely on the Vilna Gaon, who says that Malacha B'mezi is mutter after Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon said, Malacha that's not on purpose for me is mutter after Shabbos. And he noted that even though there may be reasons, Al Pi Hashkafa, and for philosophical reasons to forbid it, he says you have to use the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. The fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch is the reasoning of the posek. You can't simply look up a Shulchan Aruch and a Mishmur and say, ah, that's the halacha. You have to take into account other factors. You have to use your seichel, your intellect, to see the field and see how to apply the halacha. You have to know when to be machmir, know when to be lenient, and decide what's best for the tzibur. And I actually want to read to you what he said about the Rabbanim who are machmir. He writes, or they write in his name. I didn't listen to the shir, but I read what he said. He says, Ra'iti bi'iton hamodia. I saw in hamodia, which we brought over here, shechasmo aleha kama rabbanim. That a number of rabbanim signed. Maliga gimel odalid. They're gimel or dalid league. They're like, they're a single A baseball. Triple, double A baseball. Lo mi gedoli hador. They're not the gedoli hador. It's usher to go on the train because of Chil Shabbos. Who listens to these people? If a real gadol hador, it would come and say it's usher to ride the train to prevent Shabbos in the future. If a real gadol hador came and said you couldn't ride, then maybe it would be usher. He said these people. I'm not saying it. I'm not judging anyone. I'm quoting the Rav Rashi. He said, these people, they're not gadol hador to go and ask for the train for everyone. You need to have someone with the broadest of shoulders, a real, towering figure of the generation to come and say such a thing. And therefore he says, certainly it's mutter. Rav Avram Tzvi Cohen, in a piece over here, he said that lo nichale for the Shomer Shabbos population. No, we're not interested to have it built on Shabbos. We would have waited more years for them to get it done. For them to not be Mechal Shabbos, we would have been happy with that. And therefore, the Malach is not usher for us. And Rav Rubin, the Orcha Shabbos, says it's mutter. Rav Asher Weiss also said it was mutter to ride the train. And that is certainly Mikra Din for the most of Eretz Yisrael. What about in between? Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, in the Vavei Ha'amudim, his Torah journal, 48, in Siman Aleph, He said, "Ulai yesh makom lahakel unsaber akavet." He says, "Perhaps it's mutter to be ride the train." Ach roi li rei Hashem li maneam li unsaber akavet. But one with your shemaim should avoid the train. Ubeprach is a makom sakana, especially since, and this is certainly in Rav Zilberstein's style. What we're about to say is the train carries sakana. Fast moving train, stuff can happen. How could you ask for mercy in Tfilas Haderach? Sheyishmer alav, that Hashem should protect you, kasher hapasim, when the rails nasu tochil Shabbos, remain chil Shabbos. So he has a hashkafic twist to not to do it. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
You say about Batel B'Shishim, let's say that there is a pig pad, you put 2 drops of pig.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So if they build the train for like 3 years,
yeah,
and they work 2 nights,
yeah,
in Shabbat.
So that's what we
said. Not the same 2 drops.
So that's what we said. We said Rav Shlomo Kluger said there's no batel b'shishim when there's a penalty. There's a working on Shabbos carries a penalty, a knas. He says, and the Shulchan Aruch knew that, and the Shulchan Aruch never said it. The Shulchan Aruch said you can't use a house that was built over the course of Shabbos. Does the Shulchan Aruch think you built a house in one day? Of course not.
Well, I remember stunts.
We're not talking about like Amish. We're talking about... The Shlomo Kluger doesn't think he's talking about a house built in one day. And he says, obviously the Shulchan Aruch knew it took weeks, days to build the house. And he says, certainly he didn't say it was about the B'shishim.
Good thing. First, it's much more safer to go in
yeah.
So I don't think
yet. I hear. Yeah. The train is safer, yeah.
Second, probably you don't allow to go in the roads in Israel too. They fix the roads too in Shabbos.
Oh, I hear. I hear. The last point is we're missing Karelitz.
In the Vasov.
Yeah. No, for sure. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef's point. The Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef's point is you need to know when to be lenient. Rabbi Nissim Karelitz in the Chut Shani Hilchos Shabbos Chelek Aleph leaves the issue as a tzarach. And he suggests that an individual can't create an isra on land that's designed for the tzibur. This guy who's working on Shabbos can't make the whole road usher for all of Klal Yisrael. You can't do that. You can't go and make a whole train usher for all Klal Yisrael.
Only by fixing a road in Shabbos would make that robot.
Exactly. That's his point. Or, you can't go.
You go to a hospital that was built on Shabbos.
That's his point. You can't go and make a public area usher for all of Klal Yisrael because you were working on Shabbos. So at the end of the day, the halacha is clear. There was an article written shortly after the time by Nathan Lopez Cardoza on his website. He said lahefech, it's like a mitzvah, we should go out and celebrate and dance that they're building trains on Shabbos because they're like it's for the sake of Klal Yisrael and it's pikuach nefesh.
The problem is that they could do it like New York does at night.
Yeah. Okay. So I was saying his
New York, you wake up at 4:00 in the morning.
This approach is 100%. I'm saying this is wrong. We shouldn't be celebrating Chilul Shabbos. This is obviously ridiculous. But at the same time, you know, you have to make the decisions that are best for the tzibur. This is the decision that was made, and this is the government made. To say that we can't use the trains on Shabbos seems to be a bit far fetched, and the halacha is clear at the end of the day.
We can't use
the
trains on Shabbos. We can't use the
trains. Say that we can't use trains that were built on Shabbos. Is a bit far fetched. And Allah is clear, like Rove Poskim in the last year, that we can use the trains and there's no issue whatsoever.
But you see no problem.